SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's cabinet picks have become targets of bomb threats and swatting attacks. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
President-elect Donald Trump's transition team says several of his cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in what they call violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. The FBI says it's aware of numerous bomb threats and swatting incidents and are working with law enforcement partners. Among those targeted, Trump's pick for the next U.N. ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. Her office says a bomb threat was called into her home when her family was out. And in Florida, police say a bomb threat was made to a home where a family member of former Congressman Matt Gaetz lives. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says he will not join the administration of President-elect Trump. Earlier this week, Dunleavy said he would instead serve the remainder of his term. Following the November 5th election, many in Alaska politics discussed the possibility of Dunleavy leaving the governorship and joining Trump's leadership team. Thanksgiving turkeys are dropped from the air for some Alaskans living off the grid. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Esther Keim flies her small airplane over rural parts of Alaska, dropping frozen turkeys to isolated residents. Keim's mission, dubbed Alaska Turkey Bomb, pays tribute to when a family friend would airdrop turkeys to her family when she was a young girl.
I grew up in the bush in the rural Alaska, so there's no roads.
Keim became inspired to do more in 2022 after hearing that one family had little to eat for Thanksgiving dinner. She now averages between 30 and 40 turkey deliveries every year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Franklin Graham packing his bags one last time.
The popular evangelist will hold his final Overseas Gospel Festival of 2024 in Can Tho, Vietnam on December 3rd and 4th. Graham is teaming up with more than 200 Christian churches in the Mekong Delta to put on the two-day event at Can Tho Stadium. Graham says God loves the people of Vietnam. I look forward to sharing this message of hope, and I'm especially thankful to the leaders of this country for welcoming me back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri court has upheld a new state law that bans sex change operations on kids. The state's Republican Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, says the ruling makes Missouri the first state to successfully defend such a policy in a trial court. Attorneys for the plaintiffs are vowing to appeal. The 2023 statute bans sex change surgeries for anyone under the age of 18 and prohibits the use of hormones or puberty blockers for minors. This is SRN News. And Maryland controversy over a plan to spend taxpayer money on illegal aliens.
The mayor of Frederick, Maryland, is taking heat from some constituents for proposing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for legal services for illegal aliens. There's concern that Mayor Michael O'Connor's plan could undermine federal enforcement of immigration law. While no dollar amount has been mentioned, some critics of the plan question whether the city can afford it, saying the funds should be spent on meeting community needs like infrastructure repair and improvement. Rich Thomason, Frederick, Maryland.
Denver could see up to 3 inches of snow on Thanksgiving. Rain will fall from the southeast to northeast, but conditions will remain dry for most of the rest of the country. High winds expected Friday could cause some disruptions at airports in the Midwest, while lake effect snow could hamper travel in parts of the Great Lakes region over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com.